Hey, what's up, guys? This is Combis. I'm back. So today I want to ask you a question, guys. Have you ever wondered or have you ever asked yourself, how do I know what is my purpose? Have you ever asked yourself or ask anyone else? Or have you ever wondered to go and search on the internet from video to video or articles to articles or books to books? Because I know people are looking at books and different stuff to find their purposes, right? So it's somehow vague. We have something in our mind, we have something in our heart, and it's somehow vague if we can't find it. So today I'd like to discuss about that. And to answer this question, we have to understand the difference between satisfaction and fulfillment, or interest or passion. Because it's a huge difference between them. Let me give you an example. Imagine a man who wants to get married, so he goes and asks a girl to he proposes a girl to get to be his wife. So he goes and asks her, let's get married, and he says, I'm interested in you, let's get married. It's weird, right? It's super weird and strange way to ask a girl to get to be your wife, a man's wife. Because being interested in something isn't enough. It's not enough. You have to be passionate. And passion comes from our heart. And it's deep. It's so deep that we can feel it. And if we don't achieve it, we all feel hopeless. We all feel empty, right? We all feel deserted, we can say, or dejected. So, and why passionate? Being passionate about something is very important because it's operating from our heart, right? Being passionate about, for example, art, it's coming from our heart. It's operating. Being active from our heart. That's why it's very powerful, and that purpose is the purpose of our life. And if you don't operate from your heart, it's like climbing a ladder and reaching to the top and realizing that the ladder was lying on a wrong wall. You know what I mean? So that's terrible. And that's why we have to stop becoming good at something that we hate. You know, I can remember that I was studying at college in major accounting. So that was very terrible. I was majored in accounting and I wasted lots of years on that. So I hated it. But I was listening to my parents and the society and the people, hey, there's some money. And accounted, so go for it. It wasn't from my heart. English and languages was something I was looking for. And of course, art. They come from my heart. So that's why I'm doing my best to reach to them. So by the way, ask yourself these three questions. And you will find out that what are your purposes, maybe, or what is your main purpose that is so deep in your heart, right? So these questions, the first one, what are your natural talents? What are your natural talents? The second one is, what is something that you enjoy doing? And the last one is, what is something that you can't shut up about? That's how be passionate about some goals and purposes. If you're writing about art, if you're talking about art, if you're talking about, for example, being a teacher in English, or write articles and different stuffs, if you feel it, if you're talking constantly about that, it's coming from your heart. You can't shut up about it. So that's how being passionate means, right? So you have some talents. You feel it. When you pick up a pencil, you draw something, you feel that talent. You feel it. Everyone say it. Wow, such a nice art. So that's how you can feel your natural talent. Or talents, maybe. Maybe you're good at accounting. Maybe. Who knows? And if you enjoy that thing, you have to go for it. And recently I was listening to one of Elliot Hall's videos, and he was saying that dreams are like seeds. We put them in our head or heart, and we give them soil, we give them water, we give them light, and we make them grow instead of forbidding them. We have to make them grow. We have to cultivate them. And they will show themselves to us. So, what I like to say is that don't stop on your dreams. If you have a purpose in your life, go for it, enjoy it, and live it. I hope you guys enjoyed it. See you later.